USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hopeful a border aid bill can be sent to President Trump before the end of the day.
I'm behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
And Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has formally conceded to the Senate Majority Leader after a weeks-long battle, saying the House will take up the Senate's version of the relief package. The House Speaker at her weekly press conference also talked about the Supreme Court saying that the Trump administration could not add a citizenship question to this year's census.
Whether it's on there or not, that the American people come forward and be counted. It would be a sad occurrence if people said, well, since that's on there, I'm not going to be counted.
The president in a tweet did call that ruling totally ridiculous. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
On Wednesday, journalists were allowed to tour a detention facility near El Paso, Texas, where illegal alien children are being taken care of. Reports out of that facility say the children are being housed in an industrial-sized garage with cots and makeshift bunk beds. The children all appeared to be in relatively good health. All of this as the Senate Homeland Security Committee was holding a hearing as well. At that hearing, Randy Howe with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says,
but the fact is that the conditions at our ports of entry have not improved. Most every statistic is higher. More inadmissible migrants are at our southwest ports of entry, long wait times, more detainees in custody.
The busy week continues for the highest court in the land. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a key case involving partisan gerrymandering, which is the political process of drawing congressional districts. In a North Carolina case, the justices said they can't decide an issue that's up to state legislatures, the ruling 5-4.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
An Earth observation satellite got a great view of a Masset rocket launching from Florida. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The GOES East Weather Satellite, which orbits at an altitude of 22,300 miles, captured several pictures of SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket streaking into the heavens from Florida's Space Coast. The heat signature of the huge, fast-moving rocket is clearly visible in the images from the satellite, which sees our planet in visible and infrared light. The Falcon Heavy ended up delivering 24 satellites to a variety of orbits over the course of multiple hours, successfully completing a complicated mission that SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk called the company's toughest ever. The launch was the first heavy mission for the U.S. military. It was organized via the Air Force's Space Test Program and the third flight for the huge rocket overall.
And finally, a New York restaurant is hoping the Guinness World Records will certify their 120-pound hot dog as the world's largest. The giant hot dog measures 5 feet long and 2 feet wide. It also sits on a 5-foot-long bun. The company, Feltman's of Coney Island, is also known for introducing Coney Island to the hot dog back in 1867. For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.